Hey guys, today's podcast is brought to you by the Lousy Weather Media Basement Comedy Show 4, featuring Chris Klemm, AJ Giorgi, Sean Sullivan, with musical guest Bob Camparda, BYOB, BYOW, Saturday, June 13th, 8 p.m. Donations appreciated for the comedians, and now enjoy the show.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony Cincinnati.
My best friend. I've missed you, buddy.
Yeah, I missed you, team.
We've had so many hangs with Willis the past couple episodes and stuff.
Kicked it hard.
Yeah, we did. And they were fantastic episodes. A lot of fun.
Now I get to look into your eyes.
Yeah, finally. Pay attention to me, not that guy that says all the smart things. Do you have any news? I don't have any.
Yeah, I have
cool.
News.
Hit me with
it's all Mad Max.
Ooh.
It's all Mad Max. We'll dive more into the Mad Max universe.
Yeah,
because
I watched a ton.
Yeah. But I was just going to say, from things that I've read online, Mad Max is one of the most well-constructed films I've ever researched ever.
Yeah.
And honestly, the guitar, the flamethrower,
yeah,
guitarist,
yeah,
it's a real guitar. Matt, like, fucking George was like, well, where do you plug it in? And the fucking prop master's like, what do you mean? He's like, well, he needs to play it when we're fucking filming.
Okay, well, like, one thing that I'll say,
yeah,
didn't match up to the things that were actually being played.
What?
His guitar playing. I was looking at his right hand and I was like, that's not the rhythm of that part. Sometimes it did, but for the most part.
Oh, no,
part,
I'm just saying, I don't know if he played.
I think you more so wanted it to be like,
what,
hey.
What the track that's playing.
Right. There's some parts that it does match up, though, but I'm saying, like, he probably wanted a plug into the guitar. So
but
it
actually does play.
Oh, right on. Yeah,
instead of it being a prop.
Yeah, it's a six string and I think a four string bass. It's a double neck guitar.
I don't know who the guy is, but he's pretty gnarly for playing a flamethrower.
Not only that, I thought that was a very ballsy move to add.
Why?
Because I think a lot of people are like, dumb. Like, I feel like a lot of people think about it.
It's like a tribal mentality.
No, I get it completely. That's why they had the fucking, like, drums on the back. I understand. Yeah, they're like, here's our fucking war call. Like,
amps them up. Yeah.
No, I get that.
It's hilariously sick.
Hilariously sick. That's what I'm saying. That's why I thought that it was a bold move, but a good one. I'm not shitting on it, dude. All right, calm down.
You're off to a good start.
God, you and your fucking. You're like, why don't you like it as much as I do?
I want to say I read that it took them 15 months to scour junkyards in Australia for all the parts.
I mean, goddamn, everything was so fucking lived in.
And it's all authentic. Those are all Australian make vehicles because they're in Australia.
That's really fucking cool.
Those 65, I think they're 65.
Remember
Cadillacs.
That because I want to touch base on that later.
Yeah.
What else you got?
And Tom Hardy signed for at least two or three more films.
Fuck. Motherfuck yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. And he was, I guess, a pain in the ass on set. And he apologized to George after he saw the rough cuts. Like, he was like, I don't know. I didn't know. I couldn't see what you saw.
Right.
I just saw a pain in the. I saw a fucking rough day every day.
Yeah.
Because we put our hearts. Like, he was like, everything is perfect. Everything will be thought of. Don't. We're not going to slouch it.
I mean, not
and Tom was just like, damn it.
Not only that, I really feel that, I mean, the heat was probably basically unbearable. They talk about that on the Transformers set, like Michael Bay. He's like, motherfuckers, run. Like, he's like, you got to do your fucking job. Like, I get it. You're not going to be acting. You're going to be doing fucking cardio.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I think that's what he concentrates more on.
I mean, like, the shots of him live on the front of that fucking car. He's strapped to that fucking car.
Yeah.
Every vehicle is operational.
All right. I don't want to dive too much in yet.
That's my news, is it? Mad Max is
sick
stuff.
All right. Genre 5, fantasy movies. Go ahead.
Okay. First on my fantasy list is
Pan's Labyrinth.
The Harry Potters.
All of them?
What?
I picked one.
It's a group.
I picked one. I picked Chamber of Secrets.
Chamber of Secrets.
Yeah. That's one with the giant snake at the end. Second movie.
That Which was one, the one would I fucking pick?
That was the one that I got turned on to for the franchise with Chamber of Secrets. Sorcerer's Stone was good.
Well,
it was Philosopher's Stone, the book, but Sorcerer's Stone was the movie. Chamber of Secrets was the one my mom had it, and I was like, ah, fuck it, I'll check it out. Like, I'm going to bed, I'm going to fucking chug five Dr. Peppers and watch this fucking movie. That's what I used to do.
I mean, my favorite is Prisoner of Azkaban, of all of them.
I understand. I think I have, like, a nostalgic thing, almost as, like, I'm like, well, this is what got me into it. It's kind of like Black Dahlia Murder. Like, I like Miasma a ton. And then Nocturnal came out, and I was like, this is good. But, I mean, Miasma was, like, my bread and butter for a long time.
Okay. I get it.
Yeah.
See, I didn't see... I think I watched them out of sequence.
Yeah, same here. Chamber of Secrets was the first one I saw.
Yeah, for me, the first one I saw was... Which one? The third one?
Oh, God damn it.
Is that...
It's not Goblet of Fire. I think it's
the fourth. That's not Prisoner, is it?
No, I think it's five. Is it Goblet of Fire?
I have no fucking idea. Well,
to the internet.
Hey, there's nine of them, isn't there? Eight?
Eight, but there's seven.
Yeah.
Yeah, seven total, or there's eight total movies, but seven, like, you know, books or whatever. Let's see, Harry Potter.
I was very, yeah, I was very into Harry Potter. Still am. I mean, it's
Prisoner of Azkaban was before Goblet of Fire.
Yeah.
Chamber of Secrets. See all results for Harry Potter. Yeah, I would like to. 2001, let's see, 2002 was Chamber of Secrets, so 2004, Prisoner of Azkaban, yeah, number three.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, and then it Goblet of Fire, then Order of the Phoenix, then the Deathly Hallows two-part.
Yeah.
Is that right? Half-Blood Prince was before that, and then the two, Deathly, my bad.
Next on my list is Neverending Story.
The Neverending Story. Hell yeah. Vortex.
I like that's like the only song I like by Kajagoogoo.
Oh hell yeah! I didn't know that was the name. You've learned something. That's on my list too, by the way.
Oh cool.
Yeah yeah. Treyu is a badass, and the nothing. Everything about that movie is super fucking sick.
It's wonderful. Rockbiter. Everyone's awesome.
Rockbiter was in the second movie.
No, he's in the first. Rides the fucking big bike.
Yeah, but I mean, oh, he has a kid in the second movie.
Yeah,
I think it was Rock Crusher. I can't remember. Was it Biter?
You don't
Rock Eater.
You don't want to test me. It's Rock Biter.
I am. I'm testing you right now. It's the test of Tony. Oh, go ahead. Keep giving
okay.
me some.
Third and fourth on my list are both Japanese anime by...
Spirited Away.
Hayao Miyazaki. No.
Wow.
Actually, two of his other ones. Howl's Moving Castle, which is as... fucking whimsical as it sounds.
It does.
There's like a fucking steam-driven castle that can pick itself up and walk to different parts of the land to hide. Yeah,
that's crazy.
And doors that take them into different realms and shit, like, so they can do like different bartering with different castles for their like wizardry.
Rock Biter.
It's Biter, not Eater.
You said Biter?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me.
You fucking idiot. I said fucking Biter. I'm like, don't test me.
I was like, God, I got it right.
Because he says, the snail guy's like, why do they call him Rock Biter? And then he bites
a rock.
Yep. Clever
girl.
And my second Hayao Miyazaki film is Princess Mononoke.
Right on. I haven't watched
that. That's rated R. That's up your alley more, I think.
Than Spirited Away. Yes. Spirited Away was really good though. I really enjoyed that, and it was very fantasy oriented.
Yes.
It almost made my list. Honestly, I really dug that movie.
I think after you eventually, inevitably watch Princess Mononoke, it's blood and gore and serious themes and incredible fucking just gnarly fucking killing.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, that's feudal intense. Japan and, like, fucking mythical god beasts and shit that roam the earth.
I saw a fucking Facebook, one of those lists that they post, like, fucking 10 anime you should see.
Yeah.
10 brutal anime, and I wanted to bring it to the table,
but
I forgot about it. Because I wanted to see how many you saw and what, like, I should watch.
I've seen the most brutal anime of all time, list.
Wait. We'll do that.
Okay.
Actually, but I won't really have... Oh,
you won't know shit, but...
Yeah, I don't really have that...
I've seen... The list that
background.
You saw, I saw 8 out of 10.
Okay.
And I've owned all of those.
Sick, yeah. You should give me some anime that I should watch.
I mean...
Because I do
when
like
they
it.
Say sick in anime terms, it means a lot of, like,
face
rapey,
getting ripped off,
violent
yeah.
shit. Like,
yeah. What's the tentacle porn called?
Tentacle porn... Hentai.
Hentai, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What
else you got?
Okay, off the subject of that. Last on my list, and my favorite on the list, in terms of like a fantasy film, I guess, I don't know, I guess the anime is in its own world, but Pan's Labyrinth is
Hell yeah, that was the first one on my list. Fifth.
And then Hook made an honorable mention.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah.
I remember hearing a podcast that Kevin Smith did, go figure.
How'd you hear that randomly?
That's not up your alley usually.
Weird.
You usually don't just fucking succumb like or
suck on his, yeah, and, suck on his cum.
Ah, there you go. Yeah, suck cum. I usually don't suck cum from. But he was talking about how he saw the preview for Hook and he was like, "Holy fuck, this seems amazing." And then he saw the movie and he was like, yeah, fuck that. But he was talking in a live room and everyone started like, oh, because they were all younger and they were all like, that was like from our childhood.
Yeah.
That was awesome. He's like, oh, maybe I was just kind of like past
that limit. Oh, he was jaded on it because it wasn't
not
his
so much
childhood.
Jaded, but I think that like it was more so that he viewed it in a part of his life that he was like, this could have been way better. We saw it as kids and we're like, this is amazing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's...
Because you have a different brain.
That's what Tony is.
Yeah, exactly.
You look at it differently in different stages.
Which I am stoked to talk about the Tess of Tony this week. All right, I'm going to hit you with...
five.
Yeah, my genre five. Pan's Labyrinth. Bingo. Avatar.
Bingo.
I will say this. The storyline, dog
now,
shit.
Now, Avatar. You wouldn't put that in the realm of sci-fi?
Well, it seems like fantasy.
Meets fantasy. I guess sci-fi meets
cats.
Fantasy.
Yeah.
But it's future. It's our Earth future.
All right.
Yeah, that's where I was kind of like, it bridges that because it's fantasy when you're on with the Na'vi, it's fantasy.
Yeah.
But it meets sci-fi. That's a good bridge builder.
Okay,
film. It could go on two lists.
Chamber of Secrets, which exists in our time.
But yeah, but in a muggle world. I mean, not in the muggle world.
But still, but in the muggle world.
I guess I think it's fantasy because they don't utilize like... they don't utilize any of our technology. They don't bring cell phones like
cars.
In with their owls and shit.
Cars.
Well, flying, I mean, he flew the car in but then crashed it.
Yeah, but I mean like fucking
there's no one else that drives a vehicle.
Who's his shitty fucking stepbrother?
The fucking fatto
yeah,
asshole.
Yeah, yeah. You
I
know
forget
his name?
Nah, I don't know his name.
All right, right on. Well, he's all thugged out in like the fourth or fifth one. He's all like fucking juggaloed out almost. He's
yeah.
got like chains and shit like that. Like, so they're saying like this represents the time that he's in.
No. I mean, like when Harry's not at school, when he's home, it is 2007, 8, 9, 10, 11,
it's
12.
It's still that in the fucking Hogwarts.
In the Hogwarts, but Hogwarts is like lighting candles and like they don't utilize. That's why it's fantasy when you get to Hogwarts because it's still fucking 1600s.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
Even though they could bring. I mean, the most modern thing they use in there is, honestly, either the floating car that they brought in or the fucking train that brings them there.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but what I'm saying is that, like, I think they're more like a fucking, Mennonite. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like diet Amish.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, they're like, no, you live like how wizards and fucking warlocks live.
So tight.
Like, you do that. You don't fucking... Or is it witches and warlock? Wait, is it wizard and witches?
Witches are women. Wizards are
so Hermione's men. A witch.
Yes,
she's not a wizard.
I mean, they're
I
all
mean, she's
called
a muggle
wizards.
Yeah,
but I think if
is a wizard
it,
like
it's a
fucking
thing? I don't know what J.K. Rowling
is.
Wrote.
Wizard like a unisex term for it?
Probably in that world.
And then
in
warlock
hers,
witch
in hers.
That would make more.
They
sense.
They don't talk about like Sirius Black being a warlock. They say he's a wizard.
Yeah.
In general, but
now,
she's
do they
a
say
wizard.
That about fucking Tim Burton's wife?
Do yeah.
they call,
well, yeah,
her,
they
a
call
wizard?
Her a wizard, too. Yeah.
Okay, right.
Like
on.
A
so
most
it's a
dangerous wizard.
It's
yeah.
a unisex term, though.
I don't think she brings warlord or warlock or anything like
Why
that
Why would
into
it be warlord?
Warlord. Wait, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Good point.
but yeah, so Chamber of Secrets. I felt that that was an awesome one. A lot of fantasy. Fights a fucking giant snake and shit like that. Stabs him with a sword.
Yeah.
So does like fantasy consist of you like you know like magic swords, like a knight's tale, like that realm of type thing? Is that
yeah,
like
a knight's tale mixed with
awesome
mythology?
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or not mythology or mythos of some. Because like,
I put Star Wars on mine, and if you think about it, it is a long time ago.
Yeah.
In a galaxy.
Yeah, you could see that's a technical
far away.
A technical addition, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, A New Hope was mine. Because I think for sequels,
I mean, it's a fantasy, so it's anything, I guess, that's an imaginative world. You could pick 90% of films.
So I think sci-fi like has to do with like technology, like in going like forward and stuff like that. So I understand why you said Avatar might have been that, but also if you look at it, it also is kind of a fantasy film because it's like sci-fi fantasy because the the Na'vi were very like, you know, like Native Americans, basically, of their place. And then we had, like, all the fucking mechs and all that bullshit.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
But that's a genre that merges because I think it's on Netflix that sci-fi and fantasy just recently got split when you go to a genre search. It was sci-fi fantasy or something along those lines.
I got you.
They a lot of times merge them into one. Oh, you want dragons or robots? You'll watch them here.
I understand. Like Game of Thrones, that's, like, all fantasy.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%. That's a purist fantasy, like Lord of the Rings, purist fantasy.
Okay, yeah.
Avatar, hybrid fantasy.
Yeah, because it's all about like the old days.
Even Harry Potter, hybrid fantasy.
Because
they could bring a machine gun into fucking Hogwarts if they want.
Oh, that'd be sick.
But then again, a fucking wizard could turn the bullets into fucking feathers. Like, that would be even sicker.
I want to see more sick. Fucking Terminator versus Harry Potter.
That would be weird.
That would make $1 billion.
That would be weird.
That would make so much money. People would be like, are you kidding me? Fucking.
Like, yeah, that'd be awesome. That'd be fucking sweet because he would be like.
Skynet takes off and they're like, we have to take out the fucking wizards.
Fighting off like the vines that Harry fucking called to fight for him shit.
I'm in.
Hitting griffins in the face.
I would love for them to make like a fucking legit Swamp Thing movie right now.
Well, that'd be tough as nails.
With the CGI that they have, like, fucking, like, him sprouting. I remember I was reading the New 52. There's a shot where he says, I am Swamp Thing. And the dude has, like, a crown of fucking branches going off of his head and wings. All made out of, like, fucking, like, swampy shit.
Yeah. And just it looking one of tough as shit.
The coolest shots of, like, comic book shit I've seen in so long.
I've looked at that, and it's one of the most beautiful.
Yeah.
You can just take each panel and frame it.
I think Jeff Lemire writes it. That's the guy that did Sweet Tooth.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then he either writes that or Animal Man. They cross over a lot. Animal Man and Swamp Thing. Like, if you haven't read the New 52, check out Animal Man and Swamp Thing, because they cross over a ton.
If nothing else, it's beautiful art.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it is. And they have, like, that cool, like, not Seth MacFarlane, Todd MacFarlane, like borders for it, so like everything's like branchy and like twisty, viney and stuff like that. Like all the borders of
everything's
every box.
In that world. Yeah,
yeah. And like it's not just like boxes, like on boxes. Yep. It's really cool. A really cool take on it.
Shit that splits boxes and makes its way
exactly.
across. Yeah,
yeah. Never Ending Story was my last one.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Pan's Labyrinth, though, I think will take the cake.
I mean, that one's another hybrid if you think about the two realms.
Kind of, because, I mean, it does. Well,
it's an older story.
It's not really like science fiction, though, because they're not like upgrading anything, really, other than the fact that like there's magic.
It's a hybrid because the magic world is different than our world. Neverending Story would meet that same qualification. It's not the future so much, but it's like the present meeting. Harry Potter meets the present. To the wizard.
All right.
And that's a cool thing because Narnia does that shit. Like all those films that you're normal, look at you here. Look where we went.
Do you think in Narnia when they like pass through
the wardrobe?
The wardrobe, do you think that like they can use their cell phone still?
No. No, I think their coverage drops, yeah.
There's no satellites or like fucking beacons in that area.
Well, I think that area, you'd have to think of it as another dimensional plane.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That's how I always thought
of
it.
To where it totally wraps them up in their plane of existence there. So they have a sky, and they could probably go to another planet that borders Narnia somewhere.
They don't have rocket ships.
Yeah.
They got talking lions.
Well, they could fly. Fly hard.
Fly hard.
Hard.
Hell yeah. All right, you want to hop into weekly recommendations and rejections?
Yes, I have some fatties.
Fuck yeah, go ahead.
I rewatched.
Anyways, no, go ahead.
You little piece.
Go ahead.
I rewatched all of the first season of Marco Polo on Netflix original.
Okay.
About.
Again?
Marco Polo's travels with Kublai Khan.
I feel like you've talked about this already.
I have. I fucking love it. Fantastic fucking production. So beautiful. So fucking epic. Ninjas, magic, fucking like emperor gods, like all kinds of cool shit.
Yeah.
Trebuchets. Mm. Everything cool. Mm-hmm. Rewatch that. I watched Chappie.
Oh, how'd you like it?
I am Chappy. I liked it. I just
compared to District 9.
It's an uncomparable.
Okay.
Uncomparable.
So, now uncomparable.
You get the same
inferior
Neil Blomkamp tech.
Yeah.
You get his mech style, his animating style, his fucking cool looking back set of all the technology and the beat up fucking civilization of Johannesburg.
Yeah, the lived
but
in.
My God, don't hire Diane Wood to be the stars in your fucking film. Because even Sholto Copley's fucking great
honestly,
voice work for Chappie couldn't redeem it.
Honestly, that kind of bummed me out when I saw the preview. I was like, why? Is it because they have accents already?
Because they're from South
Africa. I think that's bullshit.
Africa with like where he's from.
That like it reminds me of Rob Zombie.
Bringing his wife in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's like, honestly, look at her ass. Yeah, that type of
shit.
Yeah,
like look at what South Africa produced. What, a rap group? Like,
yeah.
A fucking...
I don't know. When I saw that preview, I was like, oh, that fucking kind of sucks.
It does suck. And you feel
does
taken...
Does it take you out of the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, you feel taken out as soon as she speaks.
I think you're freaky and I like you a lot.
It'd be better if she didn't speak like that in her speaking tone.
I think that's her voice.
Yeah. No, she's very, where are you going, Chappie? Like, very, hi.
Ugh.
And he's very, yo, man, you got to listen to me.
Yeah.
Ninja.
Yeah.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Yeah.
That
sucks.
Deals with a lot of the concepts of.
When I saw, like, them, like, it would have been cool, like, a cameo. But his main
cool.
characters, I was like, fuck you.
Well, they
dude.
Have to fuel the story because they're, eventually it's just Chappie.
Good, thank God.
Eventually you just are focusing
that,
on Chappie.
I assume
he's
that was the case.
Growing up, yeah.
Yeah, I assume that was the case. You're like following him through it, but they're going to play an integral role.
Oh, yeah.
Probably in the first.
Because they have to bond with him, and you're like, it's not bonding. They're barely doing anything.
The first third of the movie, I assume?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Like I said,
but like I said, still, sick-looking fucking sci-fi mechs and shit. Like, great Blomkamp shit.
I mean, that dude, like, is sci-fi.
Yeah, he does it perfect. He does it really well. But he's going to get, he's gonna
so
get back to
good.
Seriousness. I think he's going to... I think the next one's District 10.
Was this, like, not serious?
Yeah.
Very, like...
Watch it.
Is it, like, a Marvel movie?
I would call it a rated-R Marvel movie.
That sounds sick.
Yeah, but I'm trying to like to not say anything specific, but I also it was like, oh God, you could have made it PG-13, and we would have had like another short circuit kind of.
Oh, okay.
Like if you wanted, he could have dumbed it down for kids.
I'm sure he's kind of dopey.
I mean, honestly, though, Chappie, and like I said,
it's a machine growing as an AI, correct?
As so, a like, child, as an infant.
So he's all like, derp, 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 and then like fucking, he's like, no, I'm Chappie, and I can make a speech.
But you will, I mean, you'll see he becomes his environment,
yeah,
like his parents,
right? Okay,
yeah.
So he's
so he becomes fucking
like. Well, okay. Well, I mean, that's like
it's funny.
That's like, awesome. So it's almost like a growing of age tale through a robot because he like it's all of his
precisely.
Circumstances and fucking okay. That's
and
awesome.
And then the movie does bridge the ideas of like what is human consciousness? If you can download this, could you download it into a you know, pretty much you know what it is to be alive?
Wow.
Those themes, which is a common AI like AI and. Human intelligence merging is a common theme now, and it bridges right into the next movie that
Hold
I saw.
Hold on real quick. I heard this theory that like people were wondering if you gave the brain more RAM, could it like would you perceive time slower?
No, quicker.
No, slower. Because
could you?
Your brain's processing everything faster, so that would mean that you would be perceiving time slower. Does that make sense?
Time would be more relative.
Now, hold on. And then not only that, and they were like, well, let's look at the human brain. They were talking about, like, the storage. Not the storage, but, like, the capability of the brain would be the Pyramid of Giza.
I told you this. No. I told you this about the amount of storage it would take.
Wow, rude. I just heard it on a podcast, too.
It's a yottabyte that you're talking about.
Yeah, the Pyramid of Giza.
The
like,
size of the Pyramid of Giza.
All but like little tiny chips.
SD flash drives filled to the brim.
I just heard that on a podcast,
That's
too.
How much a yottabyte of info would be if you stacked it.
Weird. That's called something, too, when like something's in the air and like you're like, oh, no, I told you that. And then like someone else is like, I heard it here. And
it's
then
in
like,
the
oh,
ether.
The ether,
Anyways,
go ahead with your next thing. Might be.
I want to say the human brain's storage capacity is nowhere near a yottabyte.
Not the storage. I'm saying the processing power of it. That's what they're talking about.
I think we can replicate the power of a human brain.
But they were saying that you'd have to build
the speed of synapses.
You'd have to build a pyramid of that to make it into what, like, above what we have.
But yeah, I do believe that we would be processing so fucking fast that time, I guess that, yeah, an hour for a human would be a couple years or fucking 1,000 years for you as you start processing. So you would like excel past, you'd be doing 9 trillion things, they'd be doing 10 things.
Did you ever hear about how,
and so you would like move beyond them, you wouldn't have time for them.
I think it's Neil Gaiman, I could be wrong, but he describes the Flash in a comic book, someone does, probably not Neil Gaiman, anyways, as a man that's moving through a world of statues.
That's cool. That's what I'm describing.
Even when he's not, like, you know, running fast, like he just perceives time so slowly that, like, they're just like, you know.
But it wouldn't be slow to him. When he's moving, he's not thinking about how each person is.
No. What I'm saying is that the reason why he can run so fast, he perceives the world as statues. Because to him, every second is way longer. The relative of time is way longer to him than it is to us. We perceive it in the now and in that, but like the reason why he can move so quickly through everything is because time is so slow to him.
That's so weird.
Isn't that fucking cool?
It seems
though?
Like it would like transfer once he moves.
Not at all. Like it would, like he would just be like, he'd be like seeing everything in real motion when he's going like as fast as he could.
Why would he ever stop?
Yeah. Oh, fuck. That'd be a cool Flash.
That'd be hell on
earth. Tagline. The Flash. Why would he ever stop?
Why stop?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. I'm in.
Next movie I just finished like an hour ago is called Ex Machina.
Okay. Ex Machina, for those of you.
Yeah. Layman's terms for that. It's one of the finest bits of sci-fi I've ever witnessed. Yeah.
The preview of it in general, I was just like, this movie looks so fucking good. It looks like that movie with Antonio Banderas.
Yeah.
Fuck, what was that called? The Machina?
Machina, I think. Yeah. Or Machina, yeah.
Yeah. The ways, like, the ideas that they had about it.
Yeah.
Were so fucking intense. I was like, this is hurting my brain.
See, now that was like a society thing, like a whole world.
Yeah.
You saw kind of like,
oh, no, I know. This is very fucking like
isolated.
Personal.
Yeah. It's literally
three people. Well, two people and a robot. Well, or a person.
Honestly,
who
and
knows?
It tackles even
harder
more
issues.
More attractive things for me, like discussion wise. And it is,
attractive
it actually
meaning like you'd fuck a robot?
No, attractive, like I would love this to be talked about more. And that's the technological singularity.
Yeah. Okay.
And he discusses it outwardly in the film, being like, saying,
pretty highbrow, or like, is it easy for you to like take in? Was it like one of those films that you're like,
no, it was highbrow enough to where I was resonating with every word he said, but someone else may have to go look up the terms.
Gotcha.
Not all of them, but some would be like, well, what's singularity? He says it quick. He doesn't say, a singularity is when, you know, he doesn't walk you through everything.
Yeah, which is nice.
Yeah.
They don't want to pander to the audience. That's
no,
cool.
Not, doesn't have time for it, because honestly, you do develop this fucking intense connection with this robot that's not artificial.
Okay.
Like, it almost it's so fucking well done, because the robot has motive and intrigue and imagination, and it wants to work its own angle.
No shit.
To the point where you're deluded by it. You're this robot's just silly.
I have
and
Chappie
simple.
And ex, what would you, what Machina? Do you call it? Machina? Do the Machina.
Watch them both.
Hell yeah.
I'd say watch Chappie first.
Yeah.
Then get yourself a shot of hard liquor sci-fi.
No, see, I feel like Chappie's like a popcorn movie.
You can watch Chappie and Jump Rope.
Right, and then I feel like Ex Machina is like one that I'll be like, holy shit.
Yes, focus on that the way you did.
What else you got?
Gone Baby Gone. Oh.
Can't wait for that. Go ahead.
Mad Max Fury Road is my last of my fucking recommendations.
Now, before we do that.
Yes, tell me yours.
Yeah, I will, but I have to pee first, and so we will be right back. Oh, what a pee. Oh, my God, do I feel refreshed. All right, so Mad Max.
Yes.
I watched the first movie.
Yes.
I don't know.
George Miller did not have a budget. It was just his vision.
I understand.
Did what it took to get made.
But I felt like it was very convoluted. I read the synopsis of it on IMDb and understood it way more.
Okay.
But, like, the first viewing of it, I was like, wow, this is kind of... It's hard to understand, and not only that, I didn't have subtitles.
Now,
how did
you feel when you went into the second one, in terms of explanation of...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thank God. I was like, oh, this makes way more sense.
He came into his own.
We need, guzzling. I get it. Okay, right on. We're all fighting for that, but more so, like, everyone is, like, they want the gas so they can fucking keep going places, which is odd, because no one's actually really traveling anywhere.
It's more of like travel is your only salvation.
But it seems like that, I don't know, it felt to me like they were just like trying to take over as many parts as possible. They wanted the upper hand of having the guzzling, which is weird. I thought that was
I like the little, they do it in Waterworld, like where they play on words because people have just become mutated almost in their language.
I was bummed that I didn't watch the third one before I watched Fury Road.
It doesn't need to be viewed, but obviously you should see Beyond Thunderdome.
Yeah,
fucking fun one.
Yeah, okay, I heard that it wasn't that great.
I like it.
I think the second one was the strongest.
It's different.
Of the three, but I will say, beyond a doubt, that Fury Road is my favorite.
Yeah. Fury Road is in a... It's just... It's so far beyond what I could have... Even the previews give you big boners, but...
It doesn't do it justice. I feel like the previews were just like, fucking like, here's the tip. And then, like, yeah. I got into the movie and they're like, and here's the fucking shaft to the balls, motherfucker. Yeah. Like, they fuck you up in that movie. I almost cried at least three times. It was fucking, like, really well done.
Yeah.
Insanely well done. Yes, the only thing that I didn't like was the audio. I felt like the sound design of the movie was incredible, but anytime someone talked, it felt like, I was like, well, they're definitely in the studio.
I like that they barely talked.
But
they did talk.
They
talked
a lot
amongst each other, but compared to the dialogue of a fucking other film.
When they talk, but like, I guess what I'm saying is that like, I don't know, like, so like, I felt like Tom Hardy's accent broke a lot.
It must be hard for a Brit to try to be an Aussie.
But I mean, think about, I was like, think about Bane. I was like, well, he kind of was like British. I guess that was more gypsy.
Yeah.
I heard about that. Like, he said that like he wanted to go for like a gypsy Spaniard or some shit. Like, I read an article about it. That wasn't the voice that it should have been. Like, such a lovely, lovely singing voice. Like, that wasn't supposed to be the voice that he went with, but he went with that in post.
Oh.
Which doesn't matter, because the motherfucker's mouth isn't on any of the scenes.
Yeah, you don't need it.
All you see is, like, you know, his fucking, like, neck moving. But, no, I was fucking enthralled.
Yes.
Enthralled with the movie. I was so bummed that it was going to end.
Yeah, I was speechless. When they, there's nothing I'm going to give away, because you just need to see it to behold it. But,
See this in theaters. You have to see this in theaters. Like, it is so fucking mind-melting. You know, I saw it at Cinemark. Where'd you see it at?
And Kent.
Oh, bummer. Oh,
totally.
No, honestly, though.
No, look, it was fantastic.
Go to Cinemark.
Why?
Hit a matinee. You're off all next week. Hit a matinee at Cinemark. $5.35. Cheapest dog shit.
And what I plan on seeing it two or three more times.
See it at Cinemark. Because that concave screen, like, it is fucking gorgeous. And the sound in that theater is...
I fucking hate humans.
Dude, I saw it with fucking like...
That's why I resonate with it so well.
Probably like maybe 20 people in the theater. Maybe 15.
I think...
See it at like 10:35 in the morning. I guarantee if you go on like a Monday or a Tuesday at 10:35, you'll fucking be alone.
I really, really like that it's all about like...
The base?
No, his world. It's just the combustion engine and like... Darwinian survival of the fittest is like the the laws of the land.
Yeah.
Either you have to have a machine or you have to have the fucking a murderous rage you to survive.
What was the like the leader of the group, Immortal Joe?
Man, how do you say his name? It's not immortal.
But it sounds like Immortal Joe, doesn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a like different word instead of Joe. I mean, instead of immortal.
Well, it's definitely... No, I'm almost positive it's immortal.
No, it's not.
You looking it up?
Yes. When they... It's not giving anything really away, but it's just this cool little fucking thing that they do.
Blood bag.
Yeah, that...
That fucking intrigued me so much.
Spitting gas into the blower.
Yeah.
Very little thing, but like when you see it and you know what's happening, it's so fucking, just so
now,
fucking raw.
Now, how does that work, like, in realistically?
It's a blower that goes into a turbo.
Yeah.
So when you spit it in, a turbo super inducts air into an engine, so it gives it more fucking air.
So it's combusting that
fuel and air.
That's why everything like went to fire.
And yeah.
Yeah.
That's why it's spitting out fucking extra fuel out of its
exhaust. Honestly, fucking that movie's so good. So fucking good. I literally almost like turned around and bought another ticket. But I had to go do stuff that day.
Yeah, you got stuff to do. You can't just stay there all day.
But honestly, like I didn't want that movie to end.
Immortan Joe.
Immortan, okay, yeah. My bad.
Immortan Joe and Furiosa.
Yeah, Furiosa, yeah.
And
Charlize
then
Theron.
Fucking Nux is just badass.
Yeah, Nux was really cool. That was an awesome fucking like character development. And I mean, like they fucking grab you by the heartstrings with that character as well.
Oh, Nick Holt's the shit. Yeah.
What's he from?
I don't think he did very many things that were too big. He's the zombie in Warm Bodies. He was in About a Boy.
Yeah, I haven't. Oh, okay. Now, oh, my God. Yeah, now you said Warm Bodies. I remember the cover, and I was like, oh, that motherfucker.
Yeah, that motherfucker.
Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense. But, yeah, I watched Mad Max Road Warrior and Fury Road.
That's cool.
Mad Max, the first one, I'm not going to lie.
It wasn't.
It was all right. It was a movie. They did it. They
filmed
it.
I love it because it just holds a place for
now,
me.
Now, is that nostalgia?
Yes.
Okay. I saw it a week ago.
Yeah, know, I could see how that would be a...
Through a 27-year-old prison, and not only that, like, fucking,
a sweep.
Like, what I've seen before, and it was good, and there was a lot of cool shots. Like, I was like, wow, that's really awesome, because they couldn't make that effect then, but they just showed the reaction.
Yeah.
Really fucking smart edits.
Yeah.
Fucking Road Warrior.
Yes.
Insanely cool. The gyro dude was so sick. I was really hoping they'd bring him back.
You know, Immortan Joe is the same actor that played the frizzy-haired goddamn, what is his name? Toe Cutter in the first
one. Toe Cutter, yeah.
Yeah, that's
really?
The same actor playing it.
That is fucking cool.
I think that Immortan Joe is a different character in the world. It's not the same guy, obviously, but it's the same actor playing a different part
then
in a Mad
putting
Max
on his
movie.
Suit at the beginning with the fucking like the breather in the back. Oh, that like fucking accordion-esque like type thing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so fucking cool.
Incredible film. Can't recommend it enough.
Oh my God, yeah. Like
has a strong fucking feminist message too.
Definitely. I was talking to the bar owner of Scoreboards tonight. Well, actually last night too. I went over there, and me and him were, like, talking shop about movies and stuff, and I was like, oh, I just watched Mad Max, I'm about to ride over there tomorrow and watch Fury Road, and he was like, oh, my God, Mad Max, he's like, that is, like, my shit, because he was born, like, in, fuck, the late 50s or 60s.
So he came up with it.
So, like, no, yeah, he was, like, a teenager when Mad Max came out, and then Fury, or Road Warrior, like, I mean, like, that was, like, more, I think it was like 4 years after. I think it was like 77, 81 or some shit.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, fucking Road Warriors insane.
Yeah.
Amazing. And I was like, I can't wait to see the new one. And tonight I saw him and I was like, Mad Max is the shit. Fury Road, go see it. And he was like, oh, yeah. No, I'm sure it's great. And I was like, a really like hard, like feminist, like boost to the storyline as well. Which I think is cool because in the first movie, it's all about a dude trying to fucking, you know, reconcile like his mother or I mean his wife and baby. I don't know if they made it son or daughter dying. Like that's his whole motive is like fucking like I need to kill these fucks because they like, basically the Punisher.
Took everything from him, yeah.
Basically the Punisher in Australia. But, and he was telling me, he was like, you know why? And I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, well, you know why they made it, like, towards feminists and stuff like that. Like, he, like, made it, like, not towards feminists, but more so, like, lady friendly. Like, hey, this girl's not waiting for this dude to save her.
Yeah.
She's gonna fucking kick some ass and do the saving. And he was like, who's gonna go see that movie? Dudes. Now, appeal to the other 51% of the population and have Charlize Theron fucking, like, you know, murder a bunch of people and be a badass. And I was
she
like, wow.
Was incredible.
I never thought about that. They kind of, like, fucking were like, well, how can we get more people to go see this? It's not just a dude movie.
No,
like see yourself as Charlize Theron. Like, you can be that character. I mean, that's what appeals to, like, us when we go see, like, Blade or, like, anything like that. Like, any, like, movie with, like, well, fuck, every movie that has come out prior, mostly, you get to be that person for
well,
the
yeah,
time
and
being.
If you make two heroes, it's just better that way. So there's two antagonists.
I feel like, I feel like Charlize Theron, like, was... Not the main, I almost the main character in a way.
She was. I think she was the heart in the film because Max has so many demons that he's fighting.
Yeah,
just from what he's gone through,
which is another cool thing. Yeah, that's yeah. a really that was a really
like it
awesome
shows
thing.
What's war on him.
I did not like the flashbacks. I felt
the flashbacks are for almost like. For showing his nature to someone who's never seen a Mad Max.
No, I completely
so you can
understand
go see
that.
It naked.
I would rather see the version like where they use the old footage.
Oh, okay.
But I think that might take you out of the movie. I don't know.
That might have been why, because it was so dated. There was no way for them to like.
That was one reason why they didn't use Mel Gibson. Was
should
they,
we talk? I mean, I fucking want to talk about this one part, but it's in the preview. The fucking like. Twister of dust and electricity and shit.
Oh, the dust storm.
Yeah, where it's throwing the car and Max sees the piece hit the car and looks back at it.
His portrayal of Mad Max, I felt, was way stronger than Mel Gibson's.
I think it was just different.
No,
I don't know how.
I feel like it was intensely stronger because he played it as a fucking person that is like really like I don't know. I felt like he really
like the
fucking
way Mel
got,
Gibson is now.
Yeah, honestly. I don't know. Like, I just really feel like the dude, like, got in that fucking character and was like, okay, this is how he would actually be. Like, doesn't give a shit, but kind of does, but doesn't want to. But also, like, fucking, it's just so, like, the way that his eyes darted and shit like that. Like, he looked fucked up.
Yeah. I think he
and
was
I
also.
I love that. The little nuances
I don't know, maybe,
of the character.
Maybe George stressed him on set purposely. Like, made him strung out. On purpose. I'm not sure. But he did look like he was at his wit's end. Like
yeah.
he was losing his mind.
Fuck
and
yeah.
that was really good because like...
That's my car.
Man, the fucking War Boys. Everything about that movie is just phenomenal. And everything is functional. And everything
the characters. The characters in that
raw.
Fucking movie. Like, I was like, holy shit. That it's weird. Like they don't really visit much of the characters. They just give like a little bit of background as they talk about them and stuff like that. But like... The way that they looked, I was like, yeah. "Oh my god, this is a universe.
Uh-huh.
This is its own fucking universe."
And games Fallout, like take fucking
oh good god,
take
yeah.
homage from that and shit,
most definitely.
And, like utilize it because that wasteland appeal is just so fucking George Miller. It's just not even funny.
Yeah, I mean, as you said, could not
yeah.
recommend it higher.
100%.
New Nightmare. I watched that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Fucking really cool. Really meta.
You've never
really,
seen it?
No.
Oh, shit. That's yeah, one of my favorite Wes Craven.
It's on Netflix
things.
Right now. And I will say that I've seen the first and the second Nightmare on Elm Street. So I haven't seen anything after that. Like,
yeah.
I haven't seen Dream Warrior or, like, anything after that. I do want
New
to
New Nightmare
now.
Is fucking great.
Oh, my God. Insane. I noticed the little kid, when they dive into the pool at the end, spoilers, he fucking holds his nose.
Oh.
I don't know. Like, for me, it pulled me out a little
hey,
bit.
Hey, kid, come on. Drink some water.
Yeah, well, not only that. It's like, dude, just
get
like...
character.
Just jump into a fucking pool.
He's not method.
Yeah, I guess so. It was weird. That was the kid from Full House, like the shitty kid. And he was in Kindergarten Cop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's that same little dude.
He had a fun youth.
But yeah, what else did you see?
Last one on my list, I forgot to mention it before, I saw Kingsman. Fucking hard to describe that film.
How?
Like, in terms of, it is an homage to the, like, 60s 007 films, kind of cheeky in a way, to where they were like, the bad guys were very animated and sort of out of this world, and James Bond was sort of this cool collected, or the Avengers back then, not the Avengers you're thinking of, like the British Avengers, or even Austin Powers. Would be the best Americanized example of it, would be like the Austin Powers movies, to where he's kind of like a ring-a-ding-ding, like fucking real classy and like almost snooty about himself. So like, you'll see a battle scene and these dudes are fighting and it's some of the sickest fucking choreography I've ever seen in a film. But then afterwards, he like slices...
A lot of cuts or...
Oh, what? A lot of cuts?
Yeah.
Like, shot cuts?
Yeah.
I mean, no, there's scenes that... I mean, it's regular edited.
Well, I meant like more so like, remember Old Boy?
Yeah. No, nothing like that to where like it's
or
an...
Daredevil.
It's an impressive...
second episode?
Not like an impressive feat of filming to where like the actor went the distance in terms of a single shot, but just the creativity of the cinematography and the fight work.
I understand.
But he'd get done beating 10 dudes up, and as the last dude fell, he'd grab the drink out of his hand and like fix his glasses and shit. Stuff like that. Like, not very plausible, but very fucking cool.
You know what I loved about Daredevil is that like when he was beating ass, like he got tired. It was that like boxer like type of mentality to where like he's almost like hugging the dude, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's just so fucking exhausted.
Yeah, this is the opposite of that.
I mean that sounds sick. Don't get me wrong. Like, I saw that preview and I was like, holy fuck, this looks incredible.
There's a scene that you will not be able to scratch out of your memory if you try.
Hell yeah.
It's so violent. It's rated R. It's rated R movie.
Yeah.
It is so fucking... It was banned. Like, there were countries that
Michael
cut
Caine's
the scene.
In it, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Michael Caine, Samuel Jackson, and Colin Firth. There's a scene that is so goddamn brutal. It was cut from certain countries. They wouldn't release it with that scene in it. And it's hard to describe the fucking bloody mess that I'm trying to describe. It's like on Kill Bill levels of blood.
Fuck yeah.
In one room.
Oh my god.
And it's him just fuck, like when he's out of bullets, he pulls the fucking slide off the gun and stabs people with it. Like that kind of improv killing. To where you're just like
Mad Max when he gets a gun. Like when the girls come out and stuff like that. And he fucking, like, she takes the fucking clip out and shoots the one bullet, and then he puts it back in, and he starts, like, shooting, like, everywhere else.
Yeah.
Oh, my fucking God. So cool. I was like, this movie is the best thing I've seen in so long.
Yeah.
And
it all works.
Honestly, like, I almost feel, like, bad, because I love Marvel. But, like, this movie surpassed.
It's not like Marvel. It's, you kind of can't...
But
yeah,
I mean,
for different reasons.
Even DC movies and shit like that. Like, I felt like, as a movie, this thing surpassed so many fucking movies that have come out.
I don't put it almost in the same, like, level of love, because this has...
I will, and I fucking, and literally, that's like my bread and fucking butter is, like, superhero movies. And seeing this Mad Max Fury Road, like, literally, I was like, motherfuck yes. Give me more. Make a sequel tomorrow.
Yeah, they're so fucking...
I was
production.
So bummed out that it was going to end. I was like...
Where, like...
And honestly, there was a part in the movie I was like, I think it's ending now. And if it ends now, and it's like a sequel...
I know what you're talking about.
Shit, yeah.
And I'm like, nope, it can't.
Yeah, no, I was like, you have to give me some resolve. And it fucking delivers so well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God
damn
it.
When you think they're past the storm... It just gives you another fucking BJ.
Everything, exactly. Perfection. Yeah, it's like, oh, you want to come again? All right. Yeah. Nom,
nom, nom. I gotcha.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Fucking Jesus Christ, that movie fucking ruled. All right.
I also wanted to say,
yeah, go ahead.
All the dudes that you see floating on those poles with those engine counterweights are real.
Well, not only that, there was...
Like, they actually did create those fucking counter lever.
Yeah, but poles. They're also, like, dude counter levels.
They pull on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like a seesaw.
Yeah, but there's, like, if you look at the on the bottom, there's an engine block, and the guys are pulling the engine block as a counterweight.
Huh.
At the car, and the guys are rocking on the pole up above.
No shit.
Because it's about the weight of a man.
See, yeah, yeah, because there's two dudes at the both sides yeah. of the post, and they pull. Yeah.
I was like, get the fuck out of here. Like, yeah. they have a fucking, like, weight that's an old engine that's probably
everything
busted.
About that movie yeah. fucking kicked ass.
Instead of it, ah, oh, man, every, yeah, like everyone.
Was it weird that, like, when I saw the beginning of that movie, and I saw him eat the,
lizard?
Yeah, the double-headed lizard. I was like, why'd they make that CGI?
didn't know that that's not a real creature?
I thought this whole movie was practical.
What is this bullshit? Yeah. I couldn't got a double-headed lizard to
But I mean,
in?
Like, I, God, that
probably
movie...
Probably because he wanted to explain that there was a mutation.
Yeah, no, I understood.
And there was
and I, actually,
no
that
way
was
around
a
that.
Fucking fantastic explanation of the other movies that you never really got.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen Beyond Thunderdome, so it could be explained in there, but I doubt it. But I don't know, like that movie fucking takes off and you were just on a fucking roller coaster for the next 2 hours and 14 minutes. Fuck, it ruled.
It's so glorious.
All right, let's hop into fucking Test of Tony. What we watch?
The Goonies. God, this feels like such a down, like it's such a bad trade-off. Fucking Fury Road! I watched The Goonies.
Yeah, no, honestly, I loved it. And that was my first time watching it all the way through. I've seen parts of this movie a bunch of times, but my first time watching it all the way from front to back, loved it.
1985.
Yeah, domestic gross, $62 million. They didn't have a budget.
Written by
Steven
Spielberg.
Well, I mean, they did have a budget, but it wasn't, like, you know, online.
Okay. Wait, but you know the gross. Do 62. You know if the gross is more than the budget?
It didn't say.
Ah.
Okay. It said non-applicable. Applicable.
There we go. Words. Sean Astin. A very young Sean Astin.
Sean Astin ruling that movie.
Brolin.
Sean Astin.
I get it. Yeah, you're clever.
Bazing. I tweeted him one time. I was like, your name's just like my buddy's. He didn't favorite it.
Nope, didn't at all. I have a buddy with a name like that.
Real prick.
Josh Brolin, working out.
Yeah.
Being tough as nails.
What? That was Josh Brolin?
Yeah, it's the older brother.
Fuck off. Yeah. Wow, that's insane.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and then Corey Feldman before he...
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, was that after...
No, I meant before he kind of like went to shit.
Stand By Me?
That was after...
You think?
It had
he's
to be.
He's still so little.
Yeah, he's little, but not that little. He's making out with teenagers and stuff.
No, he didn't.
He kissed her at the end.
No, he hugged her.
Did he?
Yeah. Sean Astin.
What a big push.
Sean Astin kisses the redheaded girl, the cheerleader, when she's like fucking
well,
asking
for...
yeah,
he kisses her, but then she's with his
you
older brother.
Braces? Yeah, that
yeah.
whole thing.
I did not. I like the movie because it's a sweet adventure story.
Now, is this nostalgia pulled or no? Because I watched this for the first time.
It's nostalgia. I've seen this when I was a kid. I was laughing my ass off at Data and fucking
Chunk.
Yeah, like that's
I want to see
stuff.
That motherfucker in every movie ever.
Oh, he was hilarious.
He's so good.
And
I looked him up. He's
hey,
not doing
you
shit.
Guys.
Yeah, fucking sloth.
Hey, you guys. I remember saying that a lot.
Yeah.
I was always a little afraid of the Goonies because when I was a kid, it was a pretty dark movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah. Hated the bad guys when I was growing up. Like, hated it as a kid. Those guys are creepy, evil fuckers. Now, seeing it, I cringe at some of the practical effects and some of the gimmicks exploration.
I would say the mousetrapian fucking like things that they're doing. I was like, well, that's not practical at all.
Yeah. They have,
so to open one
Rube
gate.
Goldberg's to open a door.
Open one gate of your fucking home.
Yep.
Which someone could jump over.
90 fucking
oh my
pieces
God.
Of machinery
I was
later.
Like, so they replaced that balloon? That hen has to fucking crap an egg.
Yeah. Every time.
Any sense to me.
That's why they
but
get so bummed when someone comes
oh,
over.
God
they're
damn
like,
it.
Fuck.
I can't remember what it was, but there was one thing where like they had like multiples of the thing like on the ground.
Ah.
And I was like, all right, that's kind of cool.
Oh, to where they showed that they
the eggs.
Used
I know
it.
I know there's three eggs that like hit the little thing, but there was something else too that like they did, and I wish they would have showed more pop balloons. Honestly, because that seems like the biggest bitch.
That
like,
is a
oh,
bitch.
Someone came in. All right, grab the balloons. We need a fucking rooster to fuck this chicken. I don't know if that if that's how it works. Yeah, like grab some more shit. We need to take that bowling ball back to the spot. Like it just seems so fucking monotonous.
Well, that's just where you're kind of like you have to be like, oh, that's very cute, but not practical.
Yeah,
but then
suspend your
it
disbelief.
Was the most it was the most well lit cave system I've ever witnessed.
Very true. I saw Sanctum.
Yeah, you'd think it'd be more like Descent, but it wasn't.
Yeah, or Sanctum,
or Sanctum.
Sanctum.
You really like Sanctum?
I love Sanctum
more than Descent. Descent?
No, fuck.
Different. Very different.
Yeah, that's a hard one, because, I mean, Sanctum made
I guess
me,
when I think cave, I think Descent over Sanctum.
Sanctum made me feel more fucking,
Cry?
No, what's that thing? Claustrophobic.
Oh.
Than Descent did.
Oh, no.
And fucking, and that fucks with me way more than, like, you know, vampire people.
There was one scene in fucking the Descent that I literally was like, I'm gonna get out of here.
No, dude, like, fucking when they're pushing the air tanks through that small hole and that chick gets stuck, fuck off. Fuck the fuck off. Like, I can't handle
that. Well,
that's how
I feel when the one chick gets fucking caught in the rock fucking hole.
All right, well,
and she starts screaming and shaking and, like,
gets more
stuck.
Think about the chick from fucking Sanctum, like, fucking, like, where her hair gets caught and slowly ripping off her scalp.
Yeah.
That, oh, God, that scene, just thinking about it sucks.
Then there's that scene where the girl, you know, doesn't leave the cave and dies there.
Yeah. Well, also, there's the scene where, like, fucking,
and she's
like,
insane.
She loses her mask or, like, her tank goes off in Sanctum, and they're about to be at that air bubble, and, like, she just takes the fucking breath of fucking water through her lungs. She's like, you can't see me, but you can understand the sound.
What an actor.
My God, dude, that fucked. Oh, that sucked.
You know what would make Sanctum worse is if there were humanoid.
Not at all.
Underdwellers.
No, not at all, because it was real. And that's what made it worse, was the fact that, like, I was like, there's no vampire people.
Is Sanctum
people.
Based off a real story?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Well, maybe.
None of that crap happens.
Not like the fucking, you know, Mr. Fantastic being like, I'm crazy, and fucking catches on fire and shit.
I don't
that
remember
was Mr.
that
Fantastic.
Movie for the life of me.
Sanctum?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. You should rewatch it.
Yeah, I don't remember. I remember watching it, and I think I hate him as an actor.
No, he's good in that.
I think I was like, fuck him.
No, he's good in it.
No, I'm saying I thought, fuck him.
No, I understand, but I'm saying, like, revisit it, and I'm pretty sure you'd be like, oh, yeah, no, he's good.
But I gave it a good watch.
You should check it out again.
Is that a Michael Bay? Someone's connect Cameron.
One of the big fuckers.
Yeah, one of the big fuckers like presents.
Yeah, Cameron presents. Yeah, I think you're right.
James Cameron.
Yeah, Jim. That's what I call him.
Yeah, Big Jim. Yeah.
Yeah, no, we're friends.
Yeah. Gave you the heart of the ocean, little fucker.
That's what he called his penis.
What you call
Let's see. Alistair Greeson directed. Writers.
Wicked,
blah, blah, blah.
Sick, wicked.
Yeah, no, it doesn't have the presented by on.
Just watch
IMDb.
Mad Max.
Yeah, honestly. That's the movie. But Sanctum, I can't actually. I feel like Sanctum's incredible.
It was presented by. That's what it is.
Yeah, probably
one
James
one of
Cameron,
those.
Yeah.
Like Steven Spielberg when he's feeling lazy does it.
Yeah, this will be good.
I present that.
That's what they're saying.
Eli Roth presents. It's probably going to be a shitty horror film.
Got any more notes on Goonies?
Nope. Goonies is all right. I give it a half and a half.
Did it pass?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
I would say, all right.
My childhood is jaded anymore.
That's insane, because, like, I didn't view this in my childhood. I mean, I had, like, parts of it, but, like, never watched it all the way
Goonies
through.
Goonies reminds me of you more than me. You know what I'm saying?
What does that mean?
Know what I'm saying?
What does that mean?
Like, It reminds me, like...
You're about to say retarded, aren't you?
A little retarded.
I can see it in your lips.
It's a little touched in the head, but it's fun.
I'm touched in the head?
And it's sweethearted. It's a sweetheart. You're not touched in the head. You're happy. You're a happy guy. You like Data. You like his inventions.
No, I Chunk.
His dad's shitty little camera.
Chunk, oh, god damn it. You can't hug a picture, Dad.
They're the same. They're the same.
I love that.
Ugh.
One thing that I hated about the movie was when the pirate ship went off.
They retards just let it go.
I was like, no one has
jet
skis.
Is it a bit retarded not to get a fucking boat and go get it?
Yeah, it's a bit retarded. I don't know why you're fucking...
Stop calling me retarded.
Yeah, you're claiming that word.
I'm bringing it back.
Hell yeah.
Bringing it back.
All right, let's hop into the in-depth.
Gone, baby, gone.
Budget. $19 million.
Wow.
Worldwide gross.
Hit it.
34.
Hey, they went above.
No, yeah, definitely.
Shit, though.
But that's not that
that's
big.
That's nothing.
Yeah.
That's like nothing.
Not double.
That's nothing.
Should have been 38, I think, for double.
That's nothing.
And Ben Affleck's, not directorial debut, but as a movie. He directed a short before it.
Yeah. Fan fucking tastic direction.
Yeah. That movie looked fucking great.
Give him he gets all the props in the world on that direction.
That movie looks so good. And the narrative by Casey. His
2007.
Brother.
I didn't write down how many awards it was nominated for, but
his brother Casey, I felt like I felt like he did really well.
Yeah.
I really liked him. There were some parts that I was like, this seems forced as fuck. And there, like, he wasn't organic. But the narrative fucking
beautiful.
Broke my heart.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Broke my fucking heart. Like, I love
Ed
I
Harris.
Loved the narrative. Oh, goddamn, murdered.
Ooh, Ed Harris killed me, dude.
Yeah.
When he does, there's that one line where he says, where he's kind of like admitting stuff to Casey when he's
That's
drunk.
In the hospital. I have that in my notes.
Yeah. And then he says, And that makes them guilty. He goes, fuck yeah.
Hold on. Would he clip Corwin Earl again? No. Does that make it right? I don't know. Does that make it wrong, though? That's what he says.
Yeah. No, there's a part where he snaps at him, talking about...
no, I didn't deliver how he did, but was the line, yeah. Yeah, that's when
gorgeous.
Like that's when he's talking about it. Like, he's like, would you clip him again? He's like, no. And, like, he was like, does that make that motherfucker right? Like, he's, like, losing his mind.
Yeah.
And, do not spoil this movie.
I'm not spoiling it.
All right, I'm just saying, like, fucking, there's...
I want to.
We can
so good.
We can make a lot of headway on building it up. All right, let's go from the beginning.
Oh. We're not gonna give it away, though?
Hell no.
Just give the premise?
Yeah.
Okay.
And what we liked about it. The head mark in the pillow. That fucking killed me.
Yeah.
All right. So basically, the whole entire like movie is based on a girl being stolen out of her bed.
Yes.
The mom supposedly was at like a friend's house
for a half hour. Yeah.
Yeah. And they hire a private detector,
private investigator to talk to the people that
which
won't
is
talk to cops.
Casey Affleck and
Monaghan. Oh man.
It was a chick from Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Yes, Michelle Monaghan.
Yeah, Michelle Monaghan. So they're a couple, and they do private investigations, but they don't usually like go on child or anything like that. And she says in the movie, she's like, I don't want to fucking find a dead kid in a dumpster. I don't want to find a kid that's been fucking diddled for 3 days.
Yeah, he's like who does? Like, you want the case? Like,
let's try to help.
Yeah.
Oh, God, his character is so, like,
yes.
shitty, but at the same time, like, fucking...
So morally fucking...
Yes. He's Batman.
Yeah. He literally is, like, struck by his own mortality and, like, his own moral code.
So, I fucking love that about him. Like, and not only that, this movie makes Boston seem like the fucking... Like, just the area to find the biggest pieces of shit you've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, everyone he encounters in the film is pretty shitty.
Insanely shitty.
Pretty shitty,
They say faggot a ton.
Yeah.
Oh, you dating a faggot. Yeah. Like, in the car scene.
And he's even like, oh, God, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. All right, hold on. The bar scene where they lock the door.
I mean, what do we want to...
Like, all right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's sick as fuck.
He's questioning a guy, and not really questioning, just, like, talking to a dude.
Just discussing.
Yeah, and he's like, hey, like, what do you know about this little girl? Like, what do you know about her mom? Yeah. Like, all
and
that
because
shit.
Of the
like,
neighborhood.
Oh, she's been fucking blowing coke all night long.
She wasn't home.
She was with Skinny Rick or whatever the fuck his name was, and fucking... Yeah, she lied to the cops. She wasn't, like, gone for a half hour at a friend's house watching TV. She was fucking, like, blown coke in here for fucking 2-3 hours. And he's like, really? And then, like, some other dude in the bar, like, looks over and he's like, why the fuck you talking, dude? And he's like, what do you mean? These are friends. He's like, why the fuck you talking to him? And, like, it gets shitty quick as fuck.
Yeah, that's that mentality of, like, what the fuck are you doing running your mouth?
I feel like that's the mentality of Boston. Like, I got scared.
Don't
I was like,
run
I
your mouth in Boston.
I will never go there.
Yeah.
Like, fuck that place.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, it was hard. And he was always the outlier because he was trying to discuss things that nobody wanted to discuss.
In that scene, the dude, like, fucking... He doesn't say anything, but another guy locks the door.
Yeah.
Like, Casey Affleck stands up, and he's like, what are you going to do? And fucking Casey looks at the door, and some dude just locks it.
That's scary.
Fuck yeah. Especially him and his chick are in there.
Yeah.
And, like, he's like, what the fuck? Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you trying to prove? And, like, the dude just keeps talking shit to him. Casey pulls out a gun.
Yeah, he does that a lot. Yeah. Everyone in Boston. Yeah.
No, but the bartender even was like, yeah, you fucking running your mouth. Fuck you, dude. And, like, you know, like, has that real shitty tone and shit. And, like, and Casey pulls out a gun and he's like, open the fucking door. And, like, they're like, all right. You know, and
Boston.
The line that I love so much, he's like, you got something to say, Fat Dave?
And his name's Big Dave.
Make me a fucking martini, you fucking retard. I fucking love
you
that line.
You fat fucking retard.
Yeah, you fat fucking retard. Oh, fuck. I don't know. Fuck him. Yeah, and she's like, come on, let's go. It's like mid-fucking-day. Yeah. It's like noon.
I think angry Boston accent sounds so awesome.
Yeah, they're cool.
Yeah,
I mean, that was like Departed.
Everything from
Departed.
The Departed. I'd rather hand in my papers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I could do that all day.
Yeah, too bad Willis is.
I know. like matching my fucking dialogue lines.
Yeah.
Absolutely fucking phenomenal investigation story. Fucking, I don't know what you'd call it. Like, just like a thriller. Yeah. Like a thriller, fucking,
definitely.
Yeah, a whodunit fucking film.
Yeah.
Perfectly executed. Absolutely love that film. Always have. I saw it on a whim because I didn't know anything about it when it came out.
Really?
And I thought the title was kind of intriguing, and I knew it was a fucking serious drama. And so I was like, fuck it. And I went in kind of blind to the entire premise and was just even more blown away because I'm like, what the fuck? This is such a, like, vastly well done movie. Ed Harris, man. Oh, dude, I just can't talk him up enough for that role.
Milk money.
He doesn't have a lot of hard roles like that. He has them, but The Rock is not a hard role in.
No, I'd say more. No, The Rock is. I feel like The Rock is very akin to this.
It's probably
movie.
His only other one I can remember him in that. I would say Snowpiercer. But he wasn't hard. I mean, there was no. He wasn't like fucking like
shitty.
Yeah. Being a shitty, raw, fucking, like, dude. Gnarly dude.
Yeah.
He was being more of, like, kind of like an overseer that had a plan.
Yeah.
Snowpiercer's fun.
Snowpiercer's great.
Yeah. Yeah, I recommend this, duh, to everyone.
Morgan Freeman says fuck. That's the second time I've heard him say fuck. The first time was Wanted. Shoot this, motherfucker!
You'll like Kingsman, because Kane cusses pretty hard.
And Kane is Morgan Freeman?
No, I'm saying...
Oh, Michael Caine?
Yeah.
I give a fuck.
Really?
Yeah, that's all right.
Oh.
Morgan Freeman, I feel like, you know...
Don't
Andy
see it.
Andy Dufresne crawl through a river of shit. Like, I mean...
You think
like
he's a little more sophisticated? You revere him more?
No, I mean, I wish Michael Caine was my dad.
Your dad will tell you to go suck a fucking cock.
Well, he's dead, so he wouldn't.
No, I'm saying in that film, he's cussing.
Oh, right on.
Really raw.
Oh, that's sick. Actually, yeah, no, that does intrigue me more, oddly enough.
Jesus.
People that are extinguished.
About old dudes cussing hard. Yeah. You're like, I guess I'll check it out.
The Haitian pool hall scene.
Cheese.
Yeah, cheese. Yeah, that was fucking sick and super intense.
Very.
The fake halfway ending, and this is a bit of a spoiler.
Fake halfway ending.
Yeah, you know when he starts narrating and shit, like yes. Fucking, like when shit goes down, like he starts.
This is all you.
Yeah,
this
no, all I'm, you I'm right good. Now. No, don't worry. He starts narrating again. And you're like, oh my god, he's wrapping it up, and then another hour appears.
Bam.
Oh my god, this
pulls
movie,
you right back in.
This movie was shot so fucking well done. It's insane. I think I have a spoilers mark. Oh yeah, I do. Okay, like to where like I'm like,
yeah,
all
yeah,
right,
yeah.
Now from now on in tune out, we'll announce the fucking movies and stuff like that, and then we'll go out on that.
Oh, cool? Okay.
All right, sweet. Really dug Casey Affleck's narration.
Yes.
Felt like some of his acting was a little bit forced.
There's one part where he yells when something stressful's happening. In around the end of the movie, and I'm like, ah, stop yelling that same thing over and over. Stop yelling that same thing.
Yeah.
I was kind of like, ah, fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
But every other fucking part, I really was.
I feel like he's underrated.
I've always thought Casey Affleck was underrated. Yeah.
Tom.
He plays an underrated child of fucking. You know how he always talks about fucking
yeah.
Murph?
Yeah.
Murph, 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 Murph. Mm-hmm. He never... It's like, no, your son will be fine.
God damn it, you're right. I was like, who the fuck was Tom? All right, that makes a lot of sense. All right. This is where spoilers started happening.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about what we're going to watch next week.
What are we going to watch next week? Well, there's another movie in the same vein of sort of a fucking... phenomenal
Tess and Tony Ants.
Okay.
You cool with that?
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Alright. Not Bug's Life. Ants.
Fuck a Bug's Life.
What are you talking about? He builds a fucking like machine that picks the seeds.
Alright. How about this?
I like ants.
Let's do a weird one. We'll pair them up.
No.
Tess and Tony is Bug's Life and Ants.
Why are you doing... No.
Yeah.
No.
And then you got to compare them.
Nah.
Yeah.
Why would I compare two pieces of shit when I could just commentate on one?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. They're not pieces of shit, and you don't know that yet.
I don't know that yet.
I guarantee Ants holds up, and I guarantee Bug's Life falls short. Do both. I'll watch them both, too.
I don't have time. I got shit to do. I'm on vacation.
Bull. Exactly.
I'm
you're
saying
on vacation.
I'm going and trying to do good things.
Like what?
Not watch fucking animated films.
Stop
like
that.
Bug's
Stop
Life.
That. You're going to be sitting in your apartment anyways.
No, I'm not. I want to ride. I'm riding.
You're
going to
ride,
see the world.
But I mean, like, there's a lot of fucking time before that and after.
Nah, I'm going to be eating.
Bug's Life, Ants. Tess and Tony, go. What's the in-depth? You can pick the in-depth.
In-depth, Mystic River.
All right, done.
Choke on it, you fucker.
No, I won't choke on it. I will watch it, and I will love it. And I'll watch both those films
it's
as well.
It's about a river. You're going to choke on it.
All right. So, all right, this reaches the spoilers part of Gone Baby Gone.
Yeah, just turn it off.
So, tune it out. So, we have next week.
You
Ants,
forgot our...
No.
And
Bug's Life. Tessa Tony.
And Mystic River In Depth.
Yep. Tune in next week for that. And if you... and if you have seen Gone Baby Gone, join us now. All right. So, that cop getting shot. The good cop. The fatter one.
The good fat one outside
the crack
like,
house. Oh, fuck. Hold on. I think I have it written down. The frame casket. Oh, yeah. No, this part hit me really hard. The frame and the casket were ordered by the... were donated by the funeral home, but had to be returned by the end of the afternoon.
Yeah.
That, I was like, Jesus. Because
nobody was ever found, just the doll.
The officer getting shot from the fingerer's house.
Yes. Fuck those two.
Heartbreaking.
Fuck those two.
Oh, those piece of shit parents?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, actually the mom more so than the father, I feel, and the fucking son. I didn't mean to. It was an accident. I didn't mean to. By the way, how the fuck did that motherfucker execute somebody?
That's what I'm
not
saying.
Not being a cop.
It almost seems
and getting
like the
off.
Cops were just like, oh, that's a filthy animal. Good.
Ah, yeah, that did not sit with me well.
I know. I saw that as I was watching it, and I'm like, yeah, I get that that's a glaring miss.
I think his name was Mike, the cop that died at the beginning of the shootout.
He didn't die. He was on and off. Wasn't he?
No, I think he died.
No. He was in the hospital, and then that's why he's drunk outside the hospital, Ed Harris.
Right.
They said he might make it. Who knows?
Oh, so did he live?
They give it a very, like, ominous maybe.
Did he live?
I mean,
wasn't that another?
The last time you see him, he's alive.
Okay.
Put it that way. Right, he's on. In ICU. Or we both missed the part where they quickly say, yeah, and he survived.
And he died, or that.
Yeah.
I didn't like the my priestess murders are bad, like murderers.
Yes, and shit like that. Yes.
And they have that whole like long conversation. That's where he kind of starts admitting shit and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Kids forgive, kids don't judge, kids turn the other cheek.
Mm-hmm. I love kids.
That's a fucking that is a huge part of this movie.
Oh yeah.
What
you'll do to protect that innocence.
And I have the
much death.
Would you clip Corwin Earl again and shit like that. But my next part was three shots.
Oh.
When he talks to the brother of the girl, yes, that had her kids stolen.
Yes.
Got with the mustache. When he orders those three shots, I was like, oh, he's ordering for all of them.
No.
No.
He's just got a lot of story to tell.
That was a really fucking good reveal.
Yeah.
I felt like that scene was really fucking well done, because there's a lot of, like, what's it called, deposition? When they explain everything that happens?
Yeah, when they're giving...
Yeah, like this is my master plan, or this is what I did. That was a fucking rad way to do it.
Yes.
And...
It was... Now, how the fuck do you feel about the end?
Okay.
How the fuck do you feel about his fuck? He lost his wife because of that decision.
Yeah.
Lost his fucking wife and partner because of what he did.
Yeah, okay. No, actually, one of my last notes was, what a fucking moral dilemma.
What would you have done?
I probably would have went with the chicks.
What? Gave the kid back to?
Yeah, Morgan Freeman. Not said anything to the cops.
Oh, went with his chick's choice. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I thought you meant give her back to the girl.
No, fuck that.
Same here. I would have left
that,
her with
when
Morgan Freeman and his wife.
When you saw that fucking heartbreaking piece of shit ending, that she's like, oh, yeah, I'm going about to go fucking suck some dude's cock. Like,
he drove up from Providence.
And she fucking chugging beers. I'm like, ugh.
Throws the doll at the kid and just says,
but I mean, and honestly, that's why that movie is so fucking good, because it's like the Empire Strikes Back ending.
Yeah.
Everything's fucked.
He's
alone.
Nothing now.
And not only that, like, now he has the fucking pressure of, like, I have to, like, fucking babysit this girl now.
Yeah.
That
he better step up. Fuck him.
No, but he did.
Yeah, he does.
Unfuck him.
He does, but no, still fuck him.
No,
still...
not at all. I think he made I think he made a courageous choice. He made the technical right choice of the fact of, like, what am I, but
that's
dude,
basing like saying biology is better than
no,
fucking,
not at all.
Like,
no.
Like
love. What happens when that? Like he said, when that chick comes up to me when she's 30 and she's like, "Why the fuck didn't you take me back to my parents?
Let's go look at your horrible mother cunt."
But she was like, "I was born to them, and fucking like they stole me, and you knew, and you never took me back."
But now, then he brings up the same point. When you see her fucking slumming it up at 30, sucking dick on the corner, like she's going to be a piece of trash at 30, and she's you're going to have to go and see her.
That's what Morgan Freeman was saying.
Yeah, scoring on the street and being her mother fucking in 20 years with a couple of her own little raggedy kids.
Yeah.
And her life being a tattered mess.
Yeah.
And adding more. And that's what Ed Harris and him say, like, how many of these cases have we seen that we couldn't change?
But also, how many fucking things can you say, like, oh, well, it'll happen this way, and be right about it? Maybe that's it. All right, you know what I took away from it was the fact that, like, he watches her a ton while his while her mom is a fucking piece of shit slut cunt, and like and then fucking like she actually grows up to be a decent human being because she like is with him.
Resonates with him. Yes. Yeah. But I think I don't think that was something he thought he would do. Like, I'm going to take charge and be in this little girl's life. He lost his life.
Yeah. No, I completely agree.
And then he kind
of
found himself there.
Well, no. Yeah, yeah, exactly. He was like, I have to take over this role.
Yeah.
I have to be this person now.
So yeah, circumstances led him there, but the way he wanted it to go would probably have been not lose my marriage.
Oh, yeah.
Move on with my life and hope that little girl is raised right. When her mom's like, I feel like 9/11. Fuck her.
Yeah.
What a tragedy. Now,
but I mean,
she
fantastic
played
actress.
That perfectly.
Yeah, definitely.
What
I was
a
just
bitch.
About to say, yeah. She was, I mean, she was like Joffrey.
Honestly, I was like, when I saw her, I was like, oh, it's Michael Scott's girlfriend.
Yeah. But not.
Not.
Just that fucking
she was
cunt.
The total
cunt,
opposite.
Cunt of a person.
Fantastic. Actress. Yeah.
All right, so let's.
I had left her with Morgan.
Honestly, fucking fantastic movie.
Oh yeah.
Again, almost wanted to rewatch it.
I think we're gonna have another. Oh man, because I kind
River.
Of. Yeah, I kind of put those two movies on the same pedestal because they're both crime dramas.
Okay.
And you're gonna be like,
I mean, dude, Gone Baby Gone, like fucking like. Snatched my mind from me.
You're gonna
and
like it.
They're like, here you go. I didn't look at my fucking computer, my phone, anything. And that's like really not the like what I do when I watch movies usually.
Yeah.
It's like they lose interest and stuff. But I mean, this movie's so fucking well done. All right, so I really have to pee. fucking Mystic River and
Ants and a Bug's Life.
And Bug's Life. That's double test of Tony. And until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production, executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.